Rita Hosking on the Saturday Cafe from her most recent release, Burn. That was Crash and Burn. And joining me in the studio to do anything but Rita Hosking and Cousin Jack, the band, Andy Lentz on fiddle, Sean Fetter on dobro and guitar, Rita there with the guitar, and Bill Dakin on upright bass. Welcome all of you to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
I play that not because I think people really go to folk shows to, you know, waiting for the string to break or something, but because there's a metaphor in there that reminds me of this entire album. You know, this album is not only a demolition derby and a rodeo, it's also, you know, a tent revival and a protest march and a peace rally. There are so many different directions all kind of fitting into this one album. It's like you don't have a one-track muse.
Right. Yeah, it's seems even to be more distinctly American album than the others, maybe, too.
Is it difficult? You know, do people have an expectation that they're going to hear, you know, a California country bluegrass band, and you surprise them with something like Song for Claire or Miner Sang? Or?
Oh, I don't know. You know, people don't usually tell me if they don't like it. I don't know if that's good or bad, but no, not necessarily. I think, well, we tend to fall in between genres generally, so it's always takes a little explanation to tell people what they're going to hear.
But it seems like these days there are so many between genre bands that it's almost a genre of its of its own.
I think so. Yeah.
You wrote all the songs on this album?
Right.
And contributions from the bands in terms of arrangement or any sort of
well certainly playing on the record, and then I do a lot of arrangements, and then I bring it this record, like my last record Come Sunrise, was produced by Rich Brotherton.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spend a day or two before we record going through my arrangements and seeing if there are any adjustments that need to be made, and he's got an excellent ear for that kind of thing, so he helps out a lot.
We need to move this so that you can look at me and look at the microphone at the same time. I would like to hear a song that, as I say, is not part of the roller derby and rodeo or the demolition derby and rodeo part of the album, but it really struck me this morning when I was listening again. Song for Claire is a lovely, lovely song, and I want to know who Claire was and
yeah.
Tell me some the story of this song, please.
Well, Claire is actually my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And this was written the night before her 80th birthday, this last year. And she has been a peace activist most of her life.
Oh.
Sean's mom. Sean here is my husband, and he could tell you more about her, but I wanted to write a song for her. And before I could even get my question out, she had the answer. I think she knew exactly what I was going to ask. And she said, peace, peace. So the answer was clear, and it was a joy for me to write. And I come from a pretty conservative rural background. I married into an urban intellectual PC background. PC. That's interesting. Anyway,
PC as opposed to PC.
Pacifist and PC. Anyhow, so it's been an interesting journey, and I've learned a lot, and I owe a lot of that to her.
Well, here are Rita Hosking and Cousin Jack with a song for Claire.
Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Must be bold and brave. can prove courage here by stepping up to shed a tear. Hold the hand of a stranger and show you care. Us all in the same. You're fighting for freedom, but there is no for freedom, but there is no cage of love. If you can't make friends, at least lay down your arms and make peace.
My guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Rita Hosking and Cousin Jack. I've been reading your press quotes and noticing a lot of rave reviews from England. Have you been there, or have you just sent the music over and found
both
a home?
Yeah, both. I've had nice times in England, and the whole of the UK. The music's been well received there, and I did find a really great publicist there, which I have to say it's hard to find here. and also, well, part of it is that it's easier for them to have success because it's a smaller market. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty well-knit, tied-together market. And so someone like me can go over there and have an effect much more quickly than, say, the whole of the U.S., mm-hmm. which is just so enormous varied. So... And I've always just wanted to explore there. I have some family roots in the southwestern part in Cornwall. Mm-hmm. And so I've been going over there and plan to go over some more. And yeah, we've been getting great reviews. The other reason, you're going to see a lot more artists with more great reviews from England because so many of our magazines have shut down here.
Oh.
And so more and more people are pulling their review quotes off of overseas mm-hmm. reviewers mm-hmm. or off of bloggers, online bloggers in the U.S. because that's kind of where they're all going, all the reviews. Yeah. So there's less and less, you know, Dirty Linen or No Depression or whatever because everything's...
Yeah. Is Dirty Linen gone? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did not. I was a subscriber for many, many years. When I first started doing the Saturday Cafe, they were my go-to crib source if I had a musician coming in that I hadn't met before and needed to do my homework. This was back before anyone had websites.
Right. Yeah, in the UK, I mean, they're suffering over there too, but they're fighting. And there's still a lot of music magazines, Q Magazine, Uncut, Maverick. Maverick went out of online, and now they're back in print. You know, they're all fighting, and they're doing good.
Well, we should make sure and say where you are going to be on the remainder of this tour. You're just in from Eden Hall last night. So tonight is Harmony House Concerts up in Sisters.
That's right. Harmony House Concerts in Sisters. And there's an email address on my website on the information
RitaHosking.com.
Yeah. And so if you're interested in that, I think it's harmony@benbroadband.com. And that's tonight. And then tomorrow night, we're going to be right here in Eugene at Tsunami Books.
2585 Willamette Street. That's a nice little room. You will like it there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe today. Really appreciate it. Since we've been talking about the Cornish roots of your family, we should end with your Cornish mining song.
Yeah, let's do that. This is it's called When Miners Sang, and lots of Cornish miners used to sing, like my great-grandfather, and this is a song written special for when I went underground to record. So this is on an underground recording, but it's also on the new album, and it's about a little girl whose daddy works all day in a deep, dark underground gold mine.
We should say that when you say underground, this is, doesn't mean it was, you know, a bootleg concert. You literally recorded an album.
Yeah, an EP. Right. It's called Live in the 16-to-1 Mine. It's the last functioning underground gold mine in the West, as far as I know, at least in California. And right, so actually did that and then put it on the new record too. So this little girl misses her dad and wishes that he could be topside with her to feel and experience what she's enjoying. My heart is stirring with a noble song of a young girl who loved plants and the sky, of a father who mined in the dark all day long. She gave to him gifts to remember her by. Daddy, please take this big dandelion. You can take it below, hold up and blow, and watch all the seeds scatter and fly. Thank you.